Why American Comparative Religion for Ministry Matters? Hi, I am Haley, the Christian Leaders Institute Synthesia presenter. We are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves, to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. American Comparative Religion for Ministry Matters because many ministry conversations today happen in spiritually blended settings. A person may ask for a Christian wedding but want readings from several traditions. A family may ask for a funeral that includes Jesus, ancestors, energy, and no formal religion. A hospital patient may speak of prayer, karma, positive thinking, and fear of curses in the same conversation. A young adult may say, "I left religion, but I still believe the universe is guiding me." A coaching client may say, "I have to live my truth." A grieving family may use Christian words, but mean something very different from historic Christian faith. Christian leaders need more than quick answers. They need discernment. This course helps you listen for what is ultimate. In every religious or spiritual system, something is treated as finally dependable. It may be God. It may be the self. It may be a sacred institution. It may be healing. It may be personal freedom. It may be family, ancestors, nature, energy, identity, or technology. Once you hear what is treated as ultimate, you can begin to understand the deeper conversation. But discernment must be joined with love. The goal is not to win arguments. The goal is to serve image bearers. People are not projects. They are embodied souls with histories, families, wounds, hopes, fears, and callings. A person's religious label is never the whole person. This course will teach you to compare without caricature. You will learn to notice shared words with different meanings. You will learn to ask permission-based questions. You will practice prayer by permission and scripture with wisdom. You will learn when to speak, when to listen, when to pause, and when to refer. This matters for officiants, ministers, chaplains, ministry coaches, pastors, soul center leaders, volunteers, and Christian friends. In the American ministry context, you will often serve people who are spiritually mixed, wounded, curious, resistant, or searching. The Christian leader's calling is not fear. It is faithful presence. Listen deeply, discern the altar, compare carefully, build gospel bridges without pressure. Keep Christ central.